Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Governor Rick Snyder this week signing into law a $25 million cap on film tax credits, a big change from the unlimited credits, which led to a film industry boom in Michigan. So what's ahead, or rather not ahead, for film projects in Michigan? To discuss that, I'm joined by Michigan entertainment lawyer Stephen Enright with the firm Tom Q. Enright in Royal Oak. He's currently the finance counsel on Freaky Deaky, a film in production in Michigan at the moment, and has been the finance counsel on previous films here in the state. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, the governor pushed for this $25 million limit, and his budget director, John Nixon, says that the state tax revenue the movie industry generates is less than a fifth of what the state spends on productions. Isn't that a really good reason to put a cap on the credits the state was handing out?
You know, it's going to depend on your whole philosophy about economic development, but, you know, the incentives that were in place before were certainly doing what they were intended to do. They were bringing a new industry to Michigan, and they were working. They were reversing the brain drain that has been such a problem in our state, and it was developing a new crew base for the entertainment industry.
Now, one of the reasons the film productions were flooding into the state was that Michigan was able to cover 42% of a movie production's eligible costs. Isn't that a bit too generous? And is this really what it takes to bring films to the state?
Well, it was only 42% in certain designated communities. It was 40% for in-state spend and 30% for most of the out-of-state spend. And it is sort of a numbers game because there's so many competitive states and even, you know, provinces in Canada. So the productions, you know, they're going to factor in the amount of the incentive into their finance plan when they're trying to make a movie.
Now, what are you seeing happening when it comes to film productions here? We've heard some of the bigger films going elsewhere, like X-Men. Is the film industry in Michigan essentially dead at this point?
You know, there's a faint pulse, but it's on its way. At $25 million, you're just not going to have enough activity, in my opinion, to create and maintain a crew base, you know, which means jobs. So a lot of the films that do come in are going to bring in out-of-state crew, which is, you know, contrary to what we're trying to do here. It also, again, I think, you know, it's not going to create enough economic activity to reverse the brain drain, so you're going to continue to have our young creatives moving to L.A. and New York.
How dramatic has the shift been since the legislation was proposed and now enacted? What kind of a percentage would you say you've seen in terms of a drop in film productions now?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can give a percentage, but on the, you know, the week after the governor announced his intentions, I can tell you that two projects that I was scheduled to work on ended up going to different states, and one actually is going to shoot in Toronto.
And in essence, then, we're looking at other areas in the country and in Canada that are offering these same level of incentives that we used to offer, and that's basically drawing the productions away?
Yeah, they're offering levels close to what we were offering, and they have a bit of a more developed crew base. So some of the expenses are lower just because there's more crew and resources available. So, yeah, at this new level, we're really not going to be on the map anymore. You know, I think you could get one or two large productions that are going to eat it all up, or, you know, you could have possibly more smaller productions that could get a piece of the pie. And unfortunately, nobody's talking about video games, which were also in the original legislation. And, you know, if $25 million is all that's going to be available and that gets swallowed up by films, then we have all these video game developers, which, you know, might not get any benefit. So no one knows how that quite is going to play out yet. And, you know, video game development is a huge and growing industry, and it has full-time, high-tech jobs that really could help this area.
Now, while there were positive aspects of bringing this work into the state, many of them, the governor did point out that ultimately hundreds of millions of dollars is what it costs the state to have all this activity here. When you look at the finances, is he ultimately correct that this was a costly venture for Michigan?
You know, I think you're going to have one side of the argument looking at the numbers a certain way, and then you're going to have people from the film industry looking at it another way. I mean, if you look at the study performed by Ernst & Young, the accounting firm, that study concluded that that $6 came into the state for every dollar spent. So, you know, that's pretty compelling, and it shows that there was significant economic activity generated by the incentives.
As a finance counsel on film productions, what kind of financial pressures have you seen that are involved in the production process?
Well, I mean, the main thing is when you put a finance plan for a film together, you're going to have an overall budget, and then you're going to look for investment capital. Some of that capital is going to be in the form of equity, and the other pieces are generally you're probably going to have a primary loan from a bank or another lender. And then right now, a fixture in every finance plan is this what they call, soft money or incentive-based money. So you're going to look for film incentives to round out your finance plan and get you the money you need to make your film and to round out the budget. So right now, every movie that's going to be made, you know, they're looking to these various regions, whether they're states or provinces or countries, they're looking for the best deal they can get to fill that piece of their financing puzzle.
Film industry advocates are calling for the cap on tax credits to be raised to $100 million. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville says alternatives should be considered to this current cap. Are you hopeful that state lawmakers will take some sort of action on this issue?
Yeah, you know, I think they will. I'm hopeful, and I think there's a lot of Republicans and Democrats alike that saw a lot of the benefits to the film industry and the video game industries in Michigan. And hopefully they'll pass a bill that has a higher number. If they do go up with a cap, then I hope it is 100 million or higher, and I hope it provides for both film and video games.
And what about the impact on Michigan businesses that were catering to these film productions? Have they found other opportunities at this point?
You know, I'm not sure. I know some examples of some companies that have closed or that have gone to Ohio, for instance, to follow the money, because Ohio has stepped up their efforts in the film incentive world since Michigan. It seems like right about the time we announced our new plan that they stepped up their program. So I have heard stories of companies either shutting down or leaving, and I think other companies are just adapting, You know, my practice, for instance, is, you know, a lower percentage of my practice is going to involve films than it would if the prior incentive would have stayed in place.
Michigan entertainment lawyer Stephen Enright with the firm Tom Q. Enright in Royal Oak. Thank you for joining me, Stephen.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.